Tom McClintock, Joe Biden's legacy is stagnant wages for Americans thanks to illegal chain migration on steroids. By John Binder on December 4, 2024. President Joe Biden's legacy is stagnant wages for working and middle-class Americans as a result of illegal chain migration on steroids that has contributed to the largest mass migration in United States history. Representative Tom McClintock, RCA, says. During the Biden presidency, America has suffered an illegal mass migration on a scale never seen in recorded history. 7.86 million foreign nationals have been allowed. Indeed, many would say encouraged, indeed willingly to enter our country. Overwhelming our social services, our public schools, our public hospitals, and inflicting all manners of crime upon our people. McClintock said at an immigration subcommittee hearing on Wednesday. In particular, McClintock blasted U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, USCIS, Director George Adu for her role in aiding Biden's parole pipeline for almost 2 million migrants, including through the CHNV program. USCIS under its current director has played a central role in this calamity by abusing its authority and twisting the law to permit millions of illegal aliens to claim special privileges not available to legal immigrants or American citizens, McClintock said. Most infamously, USCIS took a parole authority that required case-by-case review of individual exigent circumstances to provide temporary entry to the United States and transformed it into a fraud-ridden mass admission of Nicaraguans, Cubans, Haitians, and Venezuelans, up to 1,000 every day. Emphasis added. The administration's illegal parole program purports to require a sponsor to take personal responsibility for such parolees during their stay in the United States, but USCIS has perverted this requirement by accepting sponsors who receive welfare benefits themselves, who submitted fraudulent documents, or who are subject to deportation themselves. Emphasis added. McClintock said the CHNV program, which was temporarily shut down due to widespread fraud, has served as a massive route for illegal chain migration where newly arrived migrants can sponsor future migrants for arrival to the U.S. Literally, one parolee can immediately arrive in this country, receive indefinite status, and sign up as a sponsor for the next. This is illegal chain migration on steroids, all made possible by an agency willing to contort and ignore the law, McClintock said. The goal of this agency and its director is obvious and it's undeniable. To funnel as many aliens directly into the country by flying them directly to every major city in America. Emphasis added. The Biden administration's unprecedented illegal immigration wave into the U.S. has had real-life consequences for Americans, McClintock said, including depleting wage growth. Now we learn that the agency intends to increase temporary work permits from 180 days to 540 days, McClintock said. If anyone wonders why real wages for working families have declined under this administration, look no further than the agency before us today. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.